Diman Zakaria, the main rebel leader in the northern portion of the Central African Republic, told the Associated Press that nearly 1,000 armed men have occupied the town of Samwanja. The region, close to the border with Sudan, has had similar incidents in recent months as the conflict in Sudan's troubled Darfur region spills over the border. Alex Vines, director of the Africa program at British-based think tank Chatham House, says such incidents, which have long been a problem in Chad, are becoming more common in CAR as well.
It is exactly this reason, which is why there's a proposal at the moment for the new mandate and structure of the AU-UN hybrid force in Darfur to be very much more mobile and proactive in these border areas to try and avoid this sort of spread of these problems, because the Darfur crisis is clearly becoming regional.
Khartoum accepted a UN support package of 3,000 military personnel to help the beleaguered African Union peacekeeping force of about 7,000 troops who have been unable to quell the violence. The United Nations and the African Union want to eventually build a hybrid force that would include more than 20,000 troops. Khartoum has not agreed. Details of the latest incident are still very vague, but it appears the armed men are members of a splinter group within Zakaria's organization. In April, Zakaria signed a peace deal with the government. The leader of the splinter group, Abakar Simone, split from Zakaria's group after the peace accord, but it is unclear what his role in this incident really is, because he is currently in prison in Benin. The government has declined to comment. Alex Vine says it is unlikely they will be able to intervene militarily.
The government of the Central African Republic is very weak. It really doesn't have any presence in this area. It's contained to the south, and particularly in the capital, Bangui.
Vine says the French have provided assistance in the past, but with a new president in Paris, observers wonder whether France's engagement in this issue and others in Africa will change. Conflict in Central African Republic has been ongoing for decades, as various factions have battled for control of the country through rebellions, military coups, and army revolts. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.